In his trunk, when he rolls around town, he's got all his horns. He's got the big horns. He's got the little horns. He's got the little flute bag. Nelson Rangel in the house, hanging out with us this morning. Good morning, Nelson.
Good morning.
You have as much fun on the flute as you do on your various saxophones.
I certainly do.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing your music with us for all these years, and for hanging your hat in Colorado. We kind of, you know, call you the homeboy. So it's good to have you around, you know, more than other folks.
Well,
even though you're more famous and special when you travel, we try not to take you for granted.
I don't think I'm exactly any of those things, but I'm sure glad to call Colorado home, and always have. So
we were listening to the Hilario Duran Big Band number before, and you're singing along the melody to Mambo Influenciado. Mm-hmm. And could you describe the role of that Latin tinge in the way you approach the music?
I would say that, one, I would say that I'm kind of a faker of all things. So I'm aware of Latin jazz and can add my voice a bit in terms of just doing what I do and hopefully adding something to the gumbo of it all.
Yes.
But I'm certainly not a Latin jazz musician. But if there's a television commercial and a little Montuno for the flute to play over, I suppose I can fake the necessary four bars. So
four, yeah. Eight.
Although I wouldn't be able to fool you guys.
It's so. Nelson, you could do 16 or 32, man. That's fine.
I'll give it a go, man.
That's fine. Hey, the world is open back up again, and you're out and moving around again. We have a place for the dog. We'll get the dog a bowl of water. Hey, how did you survive those lonely months locked in? It was tough.
Isn't
on musicians
that funny?
And well, us.
I was okay, kind of in my practice room, you know.
Okay.
And that was for about the first 6 months,
yeah,
I guess. And I think, of course, COVID was a monumental and profound societal, sociological change for everybody, of course. And I think we remain changed from that pretty unprecedented occurrence that happened in our lives. For me, it took me a while of kind of reacclimating, you know, to just playing for people. And one of my very first gigs, actually, I think, was playing just for the folks, my folks, you know, at City Park a year ago. And it was special and not overwhelming, but it meant a great deal to me. And I did not take to it just like riding a bicycle. It was known to me, but I had to re-enter. And just the feeling of both being with people and playing for people and sharing with people was just very meaningful for me, if not profound, you know. And it took me a while to get back into the swing.
It's funny. The making of music is profoundly social.
It is.
You with the audience, you with the other musicians.
Especially jazz music,
yeah,
which is a very interactive and in-the-moment music, right? And, you know, it's not, I suppose, in during the times of pandemic, that you certainly, if you were a painter, you could get a lot done, right? And as a musician, I think that my ability to focus and practice during that time, kind of undisturbed, because there were not other things to do.
Right, right.
And I did do sessions for people. I was certainly not up to it in terms of my own abilities with technology to sort of join in this whole thing that was happening with cats.
Playing online together.
And, you know, that was a little above my wavelength, I guess. But in terms of personal practice and growth, certainly I think the period, well, it had effect, and yeah. I'd like to think that I in some ways put it to good time.
Track you call Mean Business.
A Mean Business. Well,
one of the things about your audiences is mm-hmm. that, and this music, is that it is so diverse. You're bringing out black folks and white folks and Latino mm-hmm. folks, and they're all showing up at your shows. And part of the discussion, I think, on the table in our community, in the jazz community, is what is smooth? Where does it fit? What's the role of improvisation? Love this. I want to ask Nelson Rangel.
Good, man. Maybe this is a happy mistake.
Is jazz a big tent?
I think jazz is a big tent, of course. And I do think also that within jazz, it's important to say that there's, you know, who was it who said that there's two kinds of music? There's good and there's bad. Within that, you know, even the piece we just listened to, or not even the piece, but that was a fairly harmonically sophisticated piece for the music majors at
yes.
DU.
Harder to play than you think.
Well, if you know anything.
Yeah.
And so, but that said, there are very specific things within the broad moniker of jazz. There's the large heading of jazz, and then there's more specific subcategories.
Quite a few.
Of both jazz, straight ahead jazz, bebop jazz, jazz inclined music, jazz adjacent music, jazz influenced music, not jazz music, pop jazz music. And it's a very wide and meaningful and I don't know whether to say important discussion, but certainly there are both subjective and non-subjective aspects to it, meaning objective aspects to certain aspects of the jazz language.
Who is playing with you Saturday night at Dazzle at Bowers?
Well, some of the most wonderful jazz musicians both in town and anywhere in the world, because Denver, in fact, like all locales, is a home to some of the world's best musicians.
Thank you for saying
that. And so I have the privilege in my group of getting to play with one of the best jazz musicians and great musicians on piano, Eric Gunnison.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Marlier on drums. On bass, Eduardo Barbosa, who's a virtuoso both on upright and electric.
Bijou in the house.
Bijou in the house, man. And okay. It's a group that has a great capability to play a very wide array of music.
Nelson, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I know you have a great time with the group and the community as we come back together to enjoy your music face-to-face in the room together.
Well, listen, I hope people will come down and check it out because you'll have a great time. We'll do it in the room together, and that's a special thing. And it's special and a privilege getting to come down here and talk with you.